Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Worship the King in Part 1 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled I Believe in Christmas from Matthew Chapter 1 and Isaiah Chapter 7.
Taken from Matthew chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 7. Today I want you to discover what Christmas is all about, and we somewhat remember, you know, we vaguely remember about the Christmas story, and we remember about what Christmas and the birth of a Savior, and you know, we say, yeah, I know all about that, and that's a part of it, but do we really understand, grasp, and today live what we say that we know or believe? There's a lot of false meanings and miserable misinterpretations about Christmas that are contained in the mentality of the world. A lot of what people are celebrating is not what God had in mind on that first Christmas. And what happened on that first Christmas should be a part of our life today. And realizing that there are a lot of specific purpose, there's a very specific purpose for Christmas today. And if you miss that purpose, I'm going to tell you, you've totally missed Christmas altogether. And you know, I don't think today that I'm being a Scrooge here. But, you know, we thank the Lord for the gifts and the trees and the celebration and the lights and all those things. And people are just going crazy with these lights. I don't know if you've driven around and seen some of them, but I know on my particular street, we've got a competition going on a particular area, one side of the street, and they keep adding stuff, and then they add stuff, and you feel like you're going through Light City when you go through that particular area. You get down to where we live, bless God, it's nice and dark. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the only thing we've got going on is squirt with a lot of barking going on. But other than that, you know, people kind of miss the meaning and the reality of what Christmas is all about. I'm going to tell you this morning, and I believe today this, when I say this, and I pray that you share this same mentality and this same spirit. I believe in Christmas. And I believe in Christmas in the right capacity. I believe in Christmas about what Christmas is really all about. And there again, like I said, I'm not being a Scrooge by, you know, I'm not raining on the parade, so to speak, here about the lights and the trees and the decorations and all the other issues and things that we enjoy and celebrate. All that is wonderful and great and good in its place. But understand, we need to really focus on the true, real meaning of Christmas and what it's all about. Now, there's a concerted effort today within our world today to take Christ out of Christmas. And it started some years ago with the Xmas mentality. You remember that? So rather than write out Merry Christmas, they'd write out everything. Well, people would write on their window panes or put signs in their yard or put lights up that said, Merry Xmas. Well, they're taking Christ out of Christmas is what they're doing. And so, therefore, today they are totally missing the meaning. It's not season's greetings. And it's not happy holidays. And it's not a holiday tree. Our tree today, and you may notice this, it has different symbols today that represent biblical truths of God's Word. From the Bible to the anchor to all of the angels and so many different types of things that reflect on what really. And I'm glad that we have such a tree in our church that reflects on the true meaning of Christmas, of what really Christmas is all about. And so recognizing that today, it's not a winter celebration. And I don't know about you, but man, I got a sinus infection that showed up on me on Friday this past week. And I tell you, that comes with winter, and it's no celebration from that standpoint. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's no fun to be going through boxes of Kleenexes and taking Mucinex and all these other things. And then you kind of get all looped out and spaced out. And I don't know about you, but man, when I take medications over the counter, I kind of get spaced out. You know, my temperament goes to the basement floor. And sometimes my wife says, I'm not the most happiest camper to be around. But I take an aspirin. I get all messed up. So thank the Lord. I guess that's why God's kept me as healthy as I am, and I'm not taking anything but my vitamins every day, and praise the Lord for them, for those great vitamins. But, you know, man, when I start taking this over-the-counter stuff or antibiotics and all of a sudden steroids, my God in heaven, you don't want me on steroids. I promise you that. Amen. You think you get out of here late. When I'm on those things, you get out of here really late. But just kidding. Anyway, it's not a winter celebration. It is Merry Christmas. Amen. You ought to tell somebody that right now. That's great. It's the celebration of Christ's birth. The word Christmas basically comes from two words. And those two words, first Christ, which is the Greek word, and we know who Christ is. He was the one that God sent. God Himself took on flesh to pay the penalty for our sins where we had no way. Jesus said, I am your way, I am your truth, I am your life. And thank God He did that. So that comes from the Greek, but also mas, M-A-S today, and it's not what you see in these commercials for Taco Bell. I'm not talking about it. It means in the Latin word today, it means celebration. So it is Christ's celebration. It is a time to celebrate the birth of a Savior. I mean, this happened over 2,000 years ago. And here we are today in 2016. And we're still celebrating the birth of a Savior. It's Christmas. Hallelujah. It's about Christ. And when it's about Christ, it is a celebration. Hallelujah. Because if you don't have Christ, you don't have nothing to celebrate. You don't have nothing to rejoice about. You have nothing to be excited about. But with Christ today, truly, He is, as has been said, the reason for the season. And I praise the Lord that we have that opportunity today. So today, I want us to establish two truths today about Christmas that needs to be firmly established in our lives, in our belief system, and in our faith walk with God. First today, we go to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. And over the next few days and weeks, we're going to be using a lot of these Christmas-themed scriptures that pertain to. But each one has a particular meaning, and just not one meaning in each verse, but there's multiple things that we can glean from God's Word. He says in verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph," means she was engaged, "before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Now, you picture the scene. You're Joseph, and Mary says, "We're going to have a baby." What? Wait a minute. I wasn't a part of this. Oh, but when the Holy Ghost is a part of something, it's always good, isn't it? Amen. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, my son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall," boy, I'm glad that it's not a hope-so thing here. This is a reality. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You know, when you think today about Yeshua today in the Hebrew, that means, you know what that means? It means God is salvation. And so He is our salvation. He is our hope today. And then he goes on to say, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Jesus, which shall be interpreted, which shall be called Emmanuel," I'm sorry, "which shall be called Emmanuel, which interpreted is God with us." Now, let's go back. Go back to the Old Testament for a moment, to Isaiah 7, picking up with verse 10. Here the prophet is giving a prophecy of the coming of Jesus. And he says, "Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz," Ahaz was the king of Judah, "saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will ye weary my God also?"
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.